Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Brief on this Monday. We've got a preview of what's coming up this week in politics. GOP debate going to be happening on Wednesday. And Biden currently way behind in some national polling to the point where they're trying to explain to everybody just how the numbers could be this bad. It's a fake poll. When the polls are good, you will notice it's always because Biden is amazing. When the polls are bad for Trump, you get what I'm saying. When the polls are good for Trump, they're fake. When the polls are bad for Biden, they are fake. That is the way this whole thing goes. So we'll discuss that. We also have, we'll look at the general election throw down. A New York Post reporter was barred from entering some fine New York City eateries for dressing like Fetterman. And more than two-thirds of Americans are worried their country is turning into a police state. So we've got those three things we are going to hit on. Let's start, shall we? Let's start with the poll numbers here, what we see. ABC Washington Post poll shows Biden trailing Trump by 10 percentage points at this early stage in the election. And that's an outlier to be sure, but this has got Democrats even more concerned. Here's what's going on. The Democrats are worried that there is a, well, very real possibility Donald Trump could actually win this election, and they don't really have any other options other than Joe Biden right now. People talk about it. There's all these supposed plans and things that maybe will come to fruition. But overall, the belief is that none of that will actually happen. At least that's my belief. I think Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. And so when you see numbers like this for an incumbent president, people start to get concerned. Here you go. Approval rating, Biden at his lowest ever. In one poll I saw, it was 37%. A survey from NBC News showed president's disapproval rating at 56%, which is an all-time high for him in NBC polls. Washington Post ABC News showed 56% of voters disapproved of his performance. Now, this may be largely tied to the economy right now because people keep being told, oh, no, we're having a soft landing. It's all going to be fine. And they feel like, well, hold on a second. This landing to me doesn't feel like it's quite that soft. In fact, if you listen to people who are out there trying to pay bills, what you will find is that they are having a hard time. You're talking about one in three people who make over $150,000 a year right now nationwide, according to survey data I just saw, are paycheck to paycheck. They are living paycheck to paycheck. One in three people. Now, that's just one indicator. But when you see the cost of food and the cost of energy as high as it is, people are upset. They understand something has happened here. This is all just a result of government spending and the inflation that was caused by the idiotic pandemic response of Democrats, just so we're all clear on that. I mean, there should be no surprise here that what we're actually dealing with was inevitable. It was, in fact, predictable, and I predicted it among many others, that if you spend $8 trillion between Trump and Biden on dealing with the pandemic, you can, in fact, find yourself in a situation where you've created terrible inflation. That is a real possibility, and now it is a reality, right? It was a possibility, but it's something that we've actually seen now. So what happens with Biden at these low numbers? I'm going to tell you this. My concern here is that they are letting it all out now, meaning that they're just kind of letting things run because Democrats, you can disagree with me on this, but every Democrat that I know, and I do know some Democrats who work in politics, they want to run against Donald Trump. They want to be able to run against Donald Trump. And people say, oh, but Trump was so great as president. And he did an amazing job. Look at his 4 years. To which I say, yeah, but they're running against January 6th, four indictments and election 2020 stolen stuff. That's their whole campaign. So it doesn't really matter who Joe Biden is, because it's not about Joe Biden is good. It's Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is the end of this nation as we know it. That's essentially the 2024 pitch from Democrats. You can see it coming a mile away. And they haven't really started it yet. In fact, there's not really any Democrat attack ads. They're pretty quiet. They may be rolling them out in some of the swing states already to start to mold that perception. But over time, I think people will increasingly realize, I think people will be increasingly clear on what the Democrat strategy is, which is just to flood the zone with anti-Trump, he's basically Hitler, he'll destroy the country stuff. And for a lot of people, that's not going to matter at all. You're just going to laugh at it, right? I'm going to sit there and say, just like you are, well, that's ridiculous. It's not the end of the country. That's crazy. But if you're a true believing lib, guess what? You may find yourself in a situation where you have some neighbors who are independents who all of a sudden are saying, oh, I don't know, I'm a little scared of this Donald Trump guy. Nah, I think it's going to be a problem. They are fighting over a 1% slice of the pie here. They're fighting over the tiniest possible tranche. And that's what we see. All right, it's going to be a 1% election, I believe. I know right now Trump is ahead 10, but all the other polls have it effectively neck and neck, tied, Biden and Trump. So that's an outlier poll, but the fact that there could be a serious polling company, serious polling effort that has that kind of an outlier shows that Biden is weak right now. There's no question Biden's weak right now. And it isn't out of the question that they may try to replace him with someone, but I think it's unlikely still. Being healthy, feeling strong. Who doesn't want this? Well, our friends at Chalk, the supplement company based in Texas, they want to help you feel your very best. They've got a great lineup of all natural supplements designed for both men and women. By far, their most popular products are their Male Vitality Stack and their Female Vitality Stack. The first one includes a leading ingredient that replenishes diminished amounts of testosterone in guys. It's needed by almost every guy, whether they realize it or not. The Female Vitality Stack is specifically formulated to provide what's needed for optimum hormone health. You're going to find their products online. That way, you can save 35% off any Chalk subscription you choose for life when you use my name in the purchase process. Go to chalk.com. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Buck, when you make your purchase to get 35% off for the life of your subscription, cancelable anytime. ChalkCHOQ.com. Use my name, Buck, for 35% off. I'm going to do these in reverse order. The police state issue that has come up here. The polling on this one from Rasmussen. Two-thirds of Americans are worried their country is turning into a police state. I think that's very valid. And I think that America is becoming a place where the justice system feels deeply unjust. There's a lot of there's a lot of very severe prosecution of people for things that aren't. It's a very important concept. Malum prohibitum, malum in se. Malum prohibitum. These are, you know, real legal doctrine, legal philosophy stuff. Malum prohibitum is the government says don't do this because we say so. Right. So malum prohibitum is you can't drink till you're 21. I mean, that's totally arbitrary. Right. I mean, you should, you know, drink when you're 20, drink when you're 19. What's the difference? Government says so. Illegal. Can't drink till you're 21. That's malum prohibitum. Malum in se is I want a handbag from that old lady walking down the street. I'm going to hit her over the head with a brick. Everybody knows that's bad. Everybody knows that's immoral. What we have in this country right now is a situation where the malum in se, the stuff that's obviously bad, is always being excused. And they're talking about it like, oh, it's social justice. We have to excuse this. They're making all these excuses for that stuff. And when I say excused, they're not punishing it very severely. They're letting it go. They're downgrading it, all of that stuff. Or they're giving the bare minimum punishment. They're letting people get away with stuff over, you know, theft, assault, robbery, you know, violence. Those are the things that you want, you know, protect people's persons and protect people's property, right? That's fundamental law right there. That's what you want. That stuff, oh, the Soros prosecutors, the Democrats, you know, that stuff is very, you know, not a big deal to them. They're trying to find ways to, oh, we should do diversion. We should get people in treatment programs. But the malum prohibitum stuff, the, oh, you shouldn't do this because, you know, the drinking age is 21 kinds of laws. Arbitrary. Or things about, you know, I don't know. Like parading inside of the Capitol building, for example. It's trespassing. Okay, trespassing is bad. You should probably pay a fine for that, right? No, if it's January 6th and you're trespassing, you should go to prison for months, maybe for years. Maybe you should be held in pretrial detention for years on end. Maybe you should be treated like a member of Al-Qaeda because they think you're like a member of Al-Qaeda. Well, hold on. Al-Qaeda murders people and has and had plans to do a whole lot more. Al-Qaeda murdered thousands, tens of thousands, you could argue hundreds of thousands of people around the world. A vicious, murderous, terrorist group and chose to do so. People that are curious who are there for a protest who walk into a building and are having kind of a over exuberant moment of, you know, yeah, we're asserting our voices here, but who didn't attack anyone. I'm talking about people who didn't attack cops and who didn't destroy property, although let's be honest, the left destroys property all the time. They're treated like heinous criminals because of the politics of the situation, right? And what we see more and more is Democrats make determinations about if you break the law, it's serious and you're a bad person, depending on your political party. If you're a Democrat, you know, if you're Bill Clinton, if you're Hillary Clinton, if you're the Bidens, you're not a bad person. Come on, stuff happens. No big deal. Let it go. What are you talking about? There was no crime. Okay, there was a crime. Well, then it's not a big deal. This is the game they play. If you're a Republican, oh my gosh. Oh, if they can get you. Oh, if they can find a way, they will absolutely destroy you, and they'll use the law to do so. You know, look what they're doing to Trump. 90 some odd felony counts. So I would want to ask, did they really think that Donald Trump should spend the rest of his life in prison? He should be in a cell at a federal penitentiary for the rest of his life? It's a former president of the United States. People are out of their minds. Something deeply wrong with them. But that is what they want. That is what they want. They don't want people who are, you know, making cities unlivable and dangerous for everybody to suffer severe consequences for their repeated and destructive and violent actions, but they want their political enemies ruined. That's police state stuff, everybody. It is police state stuff. MyPillow's team has a great sale going on with an everyday item for your home. Their popular six-piece towel set is back in stock and back on sale. Towel set is made with USA cotton, as absorbent as you want your towels to be, and as soft as the best USA cotton. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retails for $79.98. Right now, you can get this set at 50% off, just $39.99, with my name, Buck, as the promo code at MyPillow.com. Upgrade and update the towels in your home with this great value. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, get 50% off this six-piece towel set. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square. You'll get 50% off the six-piece towel set. Enter promo code Buck when you do so. And I just like this story. It's kind of a fun one because I know that was a little intense a second ago. But the New York Post sends a guy into a bunch of different restaurants dressed in Fetterman attire. The Post tried to eat at New York City's finest restaurants dressed like John Fetterman. And a lot of these places said, no, sir, you are not allowed here. Danielle on the Upper East Side, Michelin-starred place. Fabulous. Special occasion place. I've been there for like birthday dinners before, stuff like that. The maitre d' sniffed that someone dressed like Fetterman with a sweatshirt and shorts would not be permitted there. Another one said, we have turned away guests for being improperly dressed, regardless of their occupation. At Le Bernardin, same thing happened. So you can't go to the fanciest New York City restaurants if you're dressed like Fetterman, but you can walk on the floor of the United States Senate. All right, that's it, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.